I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osman Designs. Here's Heather Osman and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in to the Real Estate Show. Today, I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osman, owner and interior designer at Osman Designs. Heather, let's just get it out of the way. The elephant in the room, we've rebranded a little bit.
We sure have. You know, we've been talking about homes for almost 4 years on this KSL show. But we talk about so much more than just residential homes. We talk about residential construction, of course, multifamily, but we also talk a lot about commercial, and we talk about what's going on in the real estate market here in Utah as well as nationally. So we're moving things along,
right?
You know, KSL has rebranded our show to be the KSL Real Estate Show. And we're super excited about that.
And don't worry, if you listen to us to find out all of Heather's tips and tricks for interior design, you'll still get that. It's just we'll talk about real estate and interior design as well. So there'll be plenty to say.
And interior design is definitely residential and commercial in Utah. I think we're all just drinking out of a fire hydrant. There is so much work. We are still in a booming market in comparison to what's going on nationally. And I just couldn't be more proud to be here in Utah.
Yeah, it's exciting. And your guest today can not only help us with our windows and paint, right? They can help us remodel, do all the things.
Oh, KSL friends, you are in for a treat today. We have Jones Paint and Glass on the show today. Oh my gosh, you guys are Utah homegrown. Gary Jones and Mikkel Despain are back on the show to tell us a little bit about what some of the paint trends are, you know, remodeling, changing out your windows, remodeling, you know, exchanging or replacing doors, all the good things that we can do at lots of different price points, high end, low end, lots of price points in the middle. And you all can do this. Some of you can even do these DIY projects that we're going to be talking about today. So, Gary, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Jones Paint and Glass. You guys are definitely local, homegrown Utah company, which I just am so passionate about.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. And we just completed our 84th year. I am a third generation Jones. My grandfather began the business in 1938. With five employees, and now we're seven locations throughout Utah and about 420 employees. So we're excited to be here today, but we're grateful to be in Utah, where the economy has been so strong for so many years. And we love working with the public and contractors, anybody that's interested in windows, doors, shower doors, paint. We're just excited to be a part of the community.
Was there ever any question you weren't going to go into the family business?
No.
No, it wasn't allowed.
I would be disowned if I,
right? if I didn't get kicked out. That's a lot of pressure.
No. I have a son that's a fourth generation and cousins that are fourth generation. So all of my kids have, at one point or another, have worked there. So
that's awesome. You guys all still like each other? And
for the most part.
Company parties are weird. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
It's Christmas. I love it. No, I think that says a lot about your brand and a lot about your company, your business, your ethics. Jones Paint and Glass is my personal go-to as an interior designer. I love all of the information that you guys provide. You walk into a Jones Paint and Glass showroom. You have your windows there. You have doors on display. You have pamphlets and brochures of the latest and greatest trends in paint colors and everything and anything that you can imagine. They're there to help people. Not only do they have the pamphlets and brochures, but you actually have paint chips, or I don't even know what you call them. The strips of paint, right?
Yep, we've got all the paint samples, but then we also have our paint experts that are there, and they're in the know with design. I just speak their words, but they know all of the words.
And it's free.
And it's free. So you go in there and you get a free design consultation.
It's amazing. I love that so much. So you can mix and match things. As an interior designer, paint is so, so important. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But Gary, tell us about construction in Utah, not only nationally, but then here in Utah.
So I think it's similar nationally as it is here in Utah. We're starting to slow down a little bit. I think there's a fair amount of inventory of homes on the market, which is great for those that are looking for a new home. But what we're starting to see a little bit more now is the remodel end, where people are similar to what they did in 2020, when everybody was locked up at home, and they were looking at their walls and say, hey, this needs to be painted, or let's replace that shower door, or let's replace the windows. And so now is a great time to do it, because supply chains are better now than they were even 4 or 5 months ago. So we can get the product really quick. We do it all year long. Doesn't matter if it's snowing or raining. Pricing is really good. If you were to call today, you could probably get a salesman to your home within 48 to 72 hours.
Oh,
just
wow.
Is a consultation.
Yeah.
And right now, probably about 4 to 5 weeks to actually have the work done. So windows are a great thing to do right now, because prices are generally a little bit lower now. We don't see price increases until maybe spring, early summer. And doors is a great way to remodel your home. Just replacing your front door changes the look of your home. It's an easy thing to do. You can do it, or we'll do it. We can pre-paint or pre-stain those products. So once we install it, we hand the customer the key and walk away. There's not, you know, painting or staining that has to be done later.
One of the code things that I've had to deal with a house, a property in my family, is that windows have to be up to code, right? They got to be a full window with an egress and all of that. You do all that too?
We do all of that, yeah. Yes. Yeah, and a lot of them, what we're seeing right now is our basements, where people are taking their basement, converting it over. The kids have moved out, so now they want to make a little money. So we can convert that basement window into an egress window and add a window well and a ladder for escaping, so we can do all of that.
Yeah, that's good to know, because those old sugar house houses, they don't have those.
No,
in the basement.
So let's talk a little bit about windows. There are so many different brands and types of windows. You do the wood windows, you do the vinyl, aluminum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grids, no grids, right?
Right. So we are, I think everyone has heard of Anderson Windows. It's a popular name in the window market. We are the largest distributor of Anderson in the state of Utah. And they have, you know, they'll do a vinyl clad, a wood clad, an aluminum clad, which means that's what the coating is on the outside. And then it's wood to the inside. So it gives you that warmth. That stained color, the beauty of that wood on the inside. So we can remodel with wood windows, we can remodel with vinyl, and we can do custom sizes. We can fit any opening, and we can do aluminum as well.
I get decision fatigue just listening to all the choices.
Yeah, sometimes there are too many choices.
Yeah, so. Just you do it. You tell me what I should do.
Right, and you can really save so much money by replacing windows, especially if you're living in an older home right now. Not only does it help with the look and feel of your home, but there's a cost savings.
There is. Generally speaking, just adding a double pane window to a lot of homes that are even just single pane, you increase the energy efficiency by 55%. If you have double pane aluminum in there now, you can increase the energy efficiency by 38%. And then besides that, once you do that, there's not really any tax rebates right now, but you can apply for a tax credit. So anytime that you improve the energy efficiency of your home, whether it's insulation, windows, whatever, you can apply that for a tax credit when you do your taxes every spring.
That's saving money.
I was going to say, right? You know, we're just heading into tax season. So that's a great tax savings tip. It is cold outside right now. A lot of us are taking down our Christmas And then we look at our home and say, it just feels so bare. One of the really easy and quick things we can do is add paint. Add just a little bit of color. We're running out of time in this segment, but when we come back, we have Mikkel Despain on the show, and she's going to tell us all about the 2023 color trends that are so popular, the Pantone color of the year, and all the things that you need to know. I love looking at the national trends and then Utahizing them. There are a lot of things that don't really work for families and kids and animals and all those things, but paint is something that is just always a fun way to really transform and change the look of your home. We're excited to have Jones Paint and Glass on the show with us today. Gary, how do people find you?
So the probably the best way to find, because we've talked about brochures and different things, is go to our website at jonespg.com. It has our address and phone number. The phone number is 801-374-6711.
Say that number again, because people are just getting out a pen and paper or grabbing their phone.
I'll say it a little slower. 801-374-6711. And they can just ask for the residential glass department. They'll be transferred to a professional.
And you've all heard of that jingle. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass.
Mikkel's going to sing it.
Now that's going to be in your head the rest of the day. We're so sorry about that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayer. It's Heather Osmond, interior designer and real estate expert here in Utah. Osmond Designs stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Lindsay. How are you? Welcome all of our KSL friends. We're so excited to be here in 2023. There's lots of good things happening.
And we got a little rebrand going on our show today. So if you're feeling like, wait, this is the home show, still the same vibes, just called the Real Estate Show now.
We're stepping things up. We talk a lot about residential real estate and commercial real estate and all the improvements you can make to both of those spaces. So KSL pitched the idea of calling it the Real Estate Show, which we're super excited about.
Works for me.
It works for me, too. Yes. So welcome back. Today, we are so grateful to have on the show with us Jones Paint and Glass. They are a household Utah brand, born and raised here. What are you, third, fourth generation at this point, Gary?
Third generation.
Third generation. This is incredible. And I am such an advocate of shopping local and supporting local businesses. I know how hard I work, and I just really appreciate that. Jones Paint and Glass. Gary Jones is on the show, and we have Mikkel Despain. They are the experts in anything and everything regarding windows and doors and showers, glass showers, and then also, of course, paint. They have that cool jingle. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass, right?
Who's probably singing it? Come on.
Who's doing that the rest of the day? That is Jones Paint and Glass. Gary, welcome back to the show. Mikkel, welcome back.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, we were talking about windows specifically and all the good things, obviously an introduction to your company. We're going to continue that conversation about windows, and then you'll definitely want to stay tuned because we will be telling you all about the paint trends. We have Mikkel, who has done a lot of research on that and is in the know and up to date with the latest and greatest of what's going nationally as well as here in Utah. But Gary, tell us all the options in windows. There's so much remodeling going on right now. You can save so much money by replacing windows.
Exactly. And it seems like in the last probably 2 or 3 years, black has been the trend. And we still see a lot of the black.
That farmhouse chic.
Yeah.
With the white house.
Yeah, it just kind of pops, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But what we're seeing more now, lately, in the last quarter of the year of 2022, is more trending towards a bronze color and even a taupe color, which we call clay. So those are two really excellent colors to be able to change without looking exactly like everybody else on the street that has black windows now.
I'm like 3 years behind the trends, so I'd be the one that did black when it was like, oh, we're moving to taupe, actually.
Well, and I think the Joanna Gaines HGTV show, everything was modern farmhouse. Yeah. And so that's, of course, what everyone wanted. Prior to that, it was exactly. Tuscan old world right here in Utah. We were all drinking the Kool-Aid. And then once we've all seen that, we're just ready for something fresh and new. And I feel like, Gary, like you're saying, those bronze colors, bringing back the warmth in your home is
is such a strong trend right now.
Yeah, it is. And even in the wood windows, we're seeing some of the same colors, the charcoals. With wood windows, you've got 50 different colors that you can choose from. And we're seeing some reds and some greens again, not like we did 15, 20 years ago.
But if you're feeling brave,
yeah,
it's available.
Brave. There's all different colors of browns and grays. And, of course, white, you're always safe because it doesn't matter what you go with on the outside of your home as far as the facade. White will go with anything.
It's so true. And depending on the style of your home will really drive those decisions. Right now, prior to the show, we were talking about the boom that's going on in the Park City, Heber, Midway area. Just beautiful custom homes. The style really is more modern than it ever has been. Almost a mountain modern is what I'm trying to say.
Words coming out.
The words! My mind is going faster than my mouth can keep up. Before the show, we were talking about the trends in the Park City, Midway, and Heber area, that mountain modern feel. And that's where I'm seeing most of these bronze windows popping.
Yeah, exactly. And even a front door, you can tie that front door in with the windows or completely make it different. We have a company, Provia. So even with the front door can even tie in with those windows, or it can be something completely separate. And what we're seeing a lot is not necessarily a wood door, which sometimes doesn't do real well in Utah's climate and elevation. But a fiberglass door, the fiberglass doors now look like wood. In fact,
really
we have
do.
Some in our showroom, and people come in and they want to know what kind of wood door that is. And it's a fiberglass door. They actually have knots, like a knotty alder door, and it's a great compliment to stain a front door and then go with bronze windows in the house, and it's beautiful.
And there's just no maintenance.
That's
the key. People just don't want to work on their home on the weekends. We're tired from working our full-time job, and we just want to go play and enjoy our families, and we do not want to be restaining front doors.
Yeah, especially on the west side. I mean, how often do you repaint that trim on the outside? It seems like every 2 years. Mm. And now with some of the trends, and they clad that brick mold or that frame with aluminum cladding, and they'll offer a lifetime warranty and you never have to paint it again.
Mm. Amazing. Okay, let's talk about glass shower doors right now. You guys are killing it in the Euro doors. Let's explain what that is.
Okay, so a Euro door is a heavy glass door. It's usually 3/8, could be half inch thick glass. And the only hardware you see is the hinges and maybe some brackets that hold that extra panel on. So there's no frame on there. Going to the Euro door, especially in small bathrooms, it makes the bathroom look so much bigger because it opens it up. And we don't do a lot of frosted glass anymore. We do the clear glass, and that opens it up too. And so a small bathroom that looks relatively small, by changing to a Euro shower door, it makes it beautiful and it makes the room so much larger.
I've got one of those where you open the door to the bathroom, and if you open the shower door at the same time, they hit each other because the bathroom's so small. So I'm going to need some help in there.
Yeah, well, and the nice thing about the Euro doors too is they swing in and they swing out.
Yeah.
So there's no battling with another door into
right.
the room.
And I'm such a clean freak. I just hate the little metal trim that always is around. It's just,
especially
it looks,
if you have hard water, you get all the pink buildup. You're like, I
ew,
swear I cleaned this. Like,
I know.
A few days ago.
You can only use so much lime away and cleaning products to get that clean. And I just don't want to take a toothbrush and try to clean that all the time. So anything looks good for a year or 2 years, it's just 3 to 5 years. That's why you want to invest in these Euro doors. It is not only aesthetically beautiful, just the cleanability, the entire look of your bathroom just is absolutely updated to 2023, which is so important.
So beautiful. Okay, Jones Paint and Glass. We've got Gary Jones and Mikkel Destain with us. How do they find you real quick if they need these installed?
Again, go into the website. They can go on there, and there's a place they can fill out a request, and it'll come right to our emails, and we can contact them. Or they can call at 801-374-6711.
Thank you for slowing that down on the radio. Everyone's listening in their cars, so they got to scramble to get their phones. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. We'll take a break. More on The Real Estate Show.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Arrett here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, stores in Lehigh and in Orem. If you need a refresh on your house right now because you just took down Christmas and it's looking bare and it's looking empty and you're like, what do I put here now? Heather can help you at Osmond Designs.
Oh, you guys, Christmas was amazing. I love Christmas time and the holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year. We are always slammed and there's just glitter everywhere in our showrooms and it's so much fun. But once you take all the Christmas down, it's kind of sad,
yeah, it's
right?
Empty.
It feels empty and you're thinking, well, my home used to feel cozy a few days ago and what just happened? So in my industry, being an interior designer, one of the most asked requests that we receive is paint colors, not only on interiors, but also exteriors and repainting doors and accent walls and bathrooms and all the good stuff. We love paint. It is something that is an inexpensive way to change the feel and look of your home. Even during the summer, the Parade of Homes, Utah is known as being one of the best in the nation for the Parade of Homes. One of the most asked questions of every builder that they report back is, what was the paint color in this room and what was the paint color outside? So today we have Jones Paint and Glass on the show and Mikkel Despain specifically, who is the paint trend expert in all of Utah here on the show with us. And she's going to tell us what she knows. Mikkel, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. I'm actually really excited for the 2023 paint trends. And there's a couple reasons why. The first is that we're still really earthy in our paint trends in 2023, which I personally love.
We're trying to connect
with nature, bringing the outdoors inside. Paint trends always reflect the emotions of the time, the emotions of the community, and we have been cooped up because of COVID. We've had like this tumultuous, colorful political environment that we've all been seeking refuge from. And so the earth tones have been really big. Heather, obviously, you know, the past several years through COVID. But this year, they're getting a new twist because we've been cooped up and we are ready to live and to live audacious. Yeah, we've been cooped up and we are ready to go and start living again. And we want to live boldly. So we're seeing a lot more personality. We're still seeing those earth tones, like I said, but they're bolder. And we're seeing the entire rainbow of earth tones instead of just, you know, timid greens and some beiges here and there. We're seeing some bold forest greens and some deep blues and some rich, rosy, dusty blushes. And
oh, that's so interesting. I feel like COVID was such a social experiment.
Wasn't
when it comes to like the housing market too, like the way we're all remodeling our houses too now is just like, we didn't realize some of these impacts that being cooped up in our homes would have, from everything from choosing to remodel to like putting bold colors on our wall.
It really is. It's so interesting because there's more of a focus now on self-care. We're like, okay, if I get stuck again in my home for a year, 2 years, then I want to make sure that I'm taking care of myself and my family. I don't want to have my home painted in colors that are going to please the next buyer.
Right.
I want colors that are going to please me and please my family. So that's what we're seeing in the trends right now, is we're seeing the colors that show off your personality, but still ground you with those earth tones.
I love that so much. I think there's definitely a trend in just having your home be a place that you love to be. I think specifically in men's offices, they're making it a little more moody.
Yeah.
Right? We're specking out a lot of charcoal grays in the walls, or medium grays, or that urban bronze is really popular. And like you're saying, just more of a trend to the jewel tones.
Yes.
Right? The burgundies, the raspberries, the hail navy blues. Yes.
I love a good accent wall with those bold colors.
Yes. It's beautiful. And you can have neutral furnishings everywhere else and then just have this pop of color. And then by the time you put the art on it, it really just sets the mood for the entire room, which I think is so great. Not only do we want bold colors, but timeless and classic colors are always great. We need just a calm and cozy place to rest. I think our homes more than ever are being focused that people just want to relax and not to have it super fussy. We don't want a lot of maintenance, which is why the windows and the front doors that you guys sell are so important. And specifically the bathrooms, those are feeling more spa-like than ever.
Well, I mean, you think of all the time that you spend in there. You're showering, you're doing your hair, you're doing your makeup, you're escaping from the kids. Is that just me?
Nope, that is not just that is accurate. That is 100% what happens.
But I mean, that's where you freshen up for the day. You don't want to be freshening up in a dingy, dark, weird-looking room. You want to be, you want it to be clean and bright and all the things that you want to be for the day.
I think so, too. And I think people are getting more bold in their laundry rooms. No one just wants white walls anymore. And it just needs to be somewhere you want to be. And it should be happy. And there's usually not a lot of wall space in laundry rooms because you usually have the cabinets and the windows. So you can go bolder in your paint color there, right?
Yep, you can. We've seen laundry rooms are another room. Home offices, for sure, have been the biggest newly painted room the last year or so. But laundry rooms, too. Again, just looking for that serenity in the small things. We are caring more about ourselves. We're caring more about our well-being and our personal energy. And so those rooms that we didn't give much thought to before, we're giving more thought to now.
I love that. Okay, so in paint, there is good, better, best, and lots of variations in between. What are some of your favorites? Educate us on quality paint.
On quality paints. Well, we've got two paint brands at Jones Paint and Glass that we really like, and Gary's actually knowledgeable about this too.
But, all right, Gary.
PPG Pittsburgh Paints.
Amazing.
One of our classic, just easy home paints. But probably our favorite paint for a high quality choice is Benjamin Moore.
Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of both of those best colors in the industry by far. I have to give you a shout out about your customer service. I can call in an order. You can have it ready and you have people that load it in your car. And so this can be a fast and easy process. Not only do you help DIYers, you know, in Utah, we think we're the best at everything and we can paint and get that done in a few hours. And oftentimes people can, but you also have recommended painters. So if you need suggestions and recommendations and you have your showroom salespeople that know what people need, they'll sell you the correct tape and the putty and the paper and all the brushes and the rollers and everything that you need to make sure that you have a successful project going.
Exactly. And especially if you are a DIYer, if you haven't done a lot of painting before, or if you did haphazard painting before, and now you really want to be careful this time because it's a home that you're living in, not just a starter home, there are different painting materials that you're going to need that work better in some areas than others. If you're doing a bathroom, for instance, then your supplies are going to be different than if you're painting in a family room. And so our paint experts are there not only to help you pick the right products for your project to make sure it's successful, but they're also really knowledgeable when it comes to colors. So if you're not quite sure what's going to look best in your room, that's something that they can help out with too.
I feel like the biggest part of painting is the setup and the prep. Right? Mm-hmm. Where you got to tape all the windows and tape all the walls and put the paper down so you don't get it on your carpet. It's like, I don't have the mindset that the prep is the hardest part and getting the paint on the walls takes like 10 minutes. And you're like, wait a second. I just wanted to slap some color on this.
It's true. And so it's funny. I got my start in InDesign at a painting company. That's where I first started learning about the theory of color. And they didn't believe in taping or papering. Did something called cutting in. And it's where you've got a brush and you just go very carefully. There's a specific technique that you use.
Never. I couldn't. There's no way.
It's the only way that I paint.
Really?
I don't use tape and I don't use the paper. I do the cutting in. But we've got the brushes for that, too. If you want to give it a go, it is riskier. And if you don't have a steady hand, just make sure you're painting the kids' room.
Yeah. If you're a little more artistic, right? And you don't want to have to repaint those corners at least 3 or 4 times to get that line perfect, right? Yeah. Definitely invest in paint and paper. But I will say there is nothing like the smell of a newly painted room or a newly painted home. It's a problem. It's actually addicting.
It's addicting.
I love it. New construction, you know, once a home is framed, you can smell that pine, and I love it, and it's so exciting. It's I just love walking through.
She's
a painted
out there
home.
Building homes just for the smell.
I knew it. It's a problem. It's a good problem.
Put it
I
in
love
a candle,
it.
Heather.
It's productive, and it's just, you know, it's exciting to see all of this come together.
Well, it really freshens it too, because you think of it, walls are porous. They're taking in the sense of your everyday life, which, you know, take it or leave it, could be good, could be bad.
Yeah, hopefully right. good.
Hopefully good.
That's why you're in the bathroom.
Again, depends on the room.
Away from the kids.
But painting it is going to, you know.
And don't forget that your home really does need a fresh coat of paint. What would you recommend? How many years does it usually last?
Oh, gosh. It depends on the room. It depends on the use of the room. And it also depends on the light that you have coming in the room. So if you've got really big windows, then those are that sun's coming in and it's pounding on the paint regularly. You might be wanting to paint your room every 3 to 5 years. If you've got a room down in the basement, not much light, not much use. I've got a basement that I just redid. That paint's probably going to stay on there for 5 years, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah. So about every 5 years or so. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I think that's reasonable. Okay. Yeah. I know we're short on time, but let's talk a little bit about just sheen. There's semi-gloss, high gloss, eggshell. So it looks wet.
It looks wet. It reflects the light a lot more. It also protects the surface a lot more. So there's a couple things that some people will say, okay, in a kitchen you always go with, you know, whatever they think you always go with. But that's not necessarily the case. What you want to be looking for is the quality of your walls, texture of your walls, and how much use that area is going to get. The glossier paints are going to have more protection, but they're also going to show more flaws. So if you've got a glossy paint on the wall, the light's going to hit it, it's going to look wet, and you're going to see every single flaw that's on there. The flatter paints aren't going to show the flaws as well, but also if you start scrubbing that paint, it's going to come off more. It's not as durable as the glossy paints. So the best thing to do if you're not sure, is to ask the paint experts at Jones Paint and Glass.
I think there's a jingle for that.
No, legitimately, they will help you choose the perfect sheen, and you'll be so glad that you asked, because I've done it myself. Making the wrong sheen choices can really expose what's wrong with your home.
And it's expensive, so do it right the first time. Get the experts involved. It is a free service. If you go into their showrooms, they will help you, which is incredible. And I love that you can just buy small amounts of the paint and paint it on your wall and make sure you love it. Look at it in the morning, look at it in the afternoon, look at it in the evening, so that you make sure that the investment you're spending is what you actually want and what you're signing up for.
Very important. Jones Paint and Glass. We have Mikel Despain with us and Gary Jones, of course, with us. You can find them at jonespg.com. We'll take a break with Heather Osmond. More on The Real Estate Show in just a minute. Just a minute.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer of Osmond Designs, the Sorcerer in Lehigh and in Orem. Refresh your home for the new year, especially if you just took down Christmas. It's feeling quite bare in there, not speaking from personal experience, but took down Christmas over the week. And yeah, I need some love in my house now. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you, Lindsay. Welcome back to the show, all our KSL friends. It's 2023 and it is time for a new look. There is no better time than now to make your home a place that you love to be. And we have Jones Paint and Glass on the show with us. If you missed the episode, you will definitely want to go back and podcast these segments. Not only have we talked about all of the exterior glass options, exchanging, remodeling your home includes changing out the windows. You get more energy efficient. It actually is a cost savings and improves the look of your home. You can do picture windows, grid windows, you know, all the different colors. Gary was telling us about the red windows, the green windows, the bronze, the black, the white. I mean, clay? Who knew, right? There's so many options to really customize your home and make it look like not all of your other neighbors' homes, which is always fun and exciting if you're feeling brave. Then we talked about glass shower doors. We talked about the Euro doors. If you don't know what those are, they are the glass doors that swing in and out. They're usually thick and they enhance and improve the overall look of your space, and it's just easier to clean. They're
incredible. Brackets.
No brackets, no metal that you have to clean with a brush that, you know, again, attracts that hard waters.
We use the term frameless.
Frameless.
Hey,
thank you.
There we go. That's why the experts are here. We're like, yes.
The Euro doors are the frameless doors that you don't have to clean, which I am all about. I think that's amazing. We also talked about paint, which I am a little bit excited about because Mikkel is here talking about all the national trends and colors and how much bolder things are coming to be here in Utah and, of course, on a national scale. But those jewel tones, you know, just the very earthy colors, but still classic, I call them Ralph Lauren type colors. They just never go out of style. The greens, the blues, the reds, the variations of those, the blacks, the tans, the charcoals, you'll be happy with any of those colors for a long, long time. If you're feeling overwhelmed, definitely check out Jones Paint and Glass. It's free. Go in their showrooms. You can take home hundreds of paint chips. I don't recommend that. Pick maybe your top three, but it will help you decide what color is right for each and every room. Let's tell all of our listeners where they can locate you. Where do they visit?
So we have several locations, all in Utah. Our main office is in Provo. We have our paint location and our window location in Provo. Then we have a branch in American Fork, Roosevelt and Vernal in the eastern part of the state, and then Cedar City and St. George in the southern part of Utah.
So just a few locations.
Yeah,
find the one
very
nearest
convenient.
To you. You guys are amazing. So, Mikkel, tell us about your social media, because I know you guys post a lot of great Parade of Homes photos on there.
Yep, we love social media. We love to post inspiration. So we partner closely with a lot of builders in the Parade of Homes, which means we have access to some gorgeous photos that we share unabashedly. So if you ever need inspiration, go there. We also post all of our blogs with some tips and trends and all of the stuff that you need to know about windows, paint, and all of the et ceteras for home remodeling.
I love that, because I need to see it. Like, I can't just pull it out of thin air like Heather can do. I need to like see a picture and be like, this, do this.
Yep.
So that's a great reference.
And you guys are having a sale for KSL listeners today. Gary, tell us about that.
So if you'll mention that you heard us on the radio today on KSL, we will offer 10% off any of your remodeled windows or doors. So just mention this. That you heard us, and we'll save you an extra 10%.
That's huge. Yeah.
That's so generous and so great. And your prices are already incredible, so that's an additional 10% off, which is incredible. Okay, Central Bank, we need to give them a shout out. Again, I am all about shopping local. Central Bank has been trusted bankers and loyal friends and has been serving the entire state of Utah for over 130 years. We are sure proud of their history and their sustained growth and security. If you are considering remodeling your home, they have great home equity line of credit options that you can get so that you can afford and pay for those remodeling projects. If you're considering adding on to your home, building detached garages, they do all of that. They do new construction loans. And they do business loans, which Osmond Designs, we've used Central Bank since the very existence. This year, we're celebrating 20 years, and we owe a lot of our success to our partnership with Central Bank. So thank you for joining in on this show. Again, we have Gary Jones, Mikkel Despain, Jones Paint and Glass, the best window and paint store in all of Utah. Sure proud to be friends, and I personally am a customer of both of your companies. So, and I also am a personal customer of your, and I also am a customer of Jones Paint and Glass, and I'm sure proud of doing business with you and referring customers to you as well.
Well, thanks so much, thanks, Heather. It's been great
you.
To be here.
Yeah, thanks you guys for joining us today. Thank you for joining us on the first edition of the Real Estate Show in 2023. More to come this year. We'll see you next week.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.